Hey everyone, welcome back to Who's There. I'm your host, Allison. If you're new here, thank you for joining us. This is a podcast where I usually talk to a new horror fan every week, but this episode is my monthly roundup instead, where I talk about all the stuff that I watched in the last month being April 2023. It was a good month for watching new horror movies, and also some good rewatches. If you haven't left us a review yet, please do so, and let's get into this roundup. The first movie that I watched was in theaters. It was A Good Person. Allison's life falls apart following her involvement in a fatal car accident. The unlikely relationship she forms with her would-be father-in-law helps her live a life worth living. This was starring Florence Pugh, which is why I went to go see it. It was really intense. My friends and I were not expecting a recovery movie, but yeah, it was really good. Definitely recommend, especially if you like Florence Pugh, and who does not? I gave this 4 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched Summoning Sylvia. This is available to stream on VOD. I interviewed Alex Weiss and Wesley Taylor for an episode, so that's why I watched this. A gay bachelor party turned spooky when sinister spirits are summoned. So this was really cute. It was really fun. We don't really ever see horror movies set at gay bachelor parties, so definitely enjoyed this. And there was a lot of theater jokes, which I loved. So I give this 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. Then I went to go see Malum. It was playing in a couple of theaters in New York City. A rookie police officer willingly takes the last shift at a newly decommissioned police station in an attempt to uncover the mysterious connection between her father's death and a vicious cult. So this was a remake of The Last Shift, remade by the same director. I really like this. It was, you know, obviously much higher budget, and I think it you know, you got more background on the cult and everything. There was more gore. I really liked it. It was different enough from The Last Shift where it made it worth seeing. And I think this is streaming now. I give this 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched Get Out. This is on VOD, I think, is the only place it's available to stream, but I own it, so I watched it on DVD. Yes, DVD. Chris and his girlfriend Rose go upstate to visit her parents for the weekend, and we all know what Get Out is about. It's so great. This was my partner's first time watching it, so he kind of figured out what was going on, but not the spoiler alert for Get Out if you haven't seen it, the whole brain surgery part. So yeah, I give this 5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I went to go see Renfield on my birthday. It's in theaters. I don't know if it's streaming yet. We all know what this is. This is a new Nick Cage movie and Nicholas Hoult. They're both so good in it. Having grown sick and tired of his centuries as Dracula's lackey, Renfield finds a new lease on life and maybe even redemption when he falls for a feisty, perennial, angry traffic cop, Rebecca Quincy. That's a really interesting summary, because I don't know if I remember that he fell for her, but I love Awkwafina. So, and this movie was great. I wish I had watched fewer trailers because it kind of gave away a lot, but it was still really fun and a good time. And I'm looking forward to The Last Voyage of the Demeter, I think that's what it's called, which is another Dracula movie. So yeah, that'll be fun. I give this 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched Spoonful of Sugar. This is streaming on Shudder. Millicent, working on her thesis about children with severe allergies, that's very specific, by the way, is hired to babysit little Johnny, a sickly mute child who suffers from every allergy under the sun. As she discovers Johnny's dark family secrets, things begin to become unhinged. I found this really boring. It was really uneven in tone, and I just thought, yeah, it was really slow. And it wasn't even, I don't even think it was that long. So I gave this 2 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I went to go see an early screening of Beau is Afraid, with a talk back with Ari Aster and Martin Scorsese after, which was really fun. This movie, I did not realize, was 3 hours long before I stepped into it. Let's see. A paranoid man embarks on an epic odyssey to get home to his mother. That's very high level. There is so much going on in this movie. It's not really horror. I mean, there are some parts that could be horrific. I loved all the theater actors that he cast in this movie. Patti LuPone just kills it. I love it. There was even, like, Michael Esper cameo in there. Yeah, so great. Nathan Lane, oh my God. I kind of blacked out during this movie because it was so long. I have to go see it again because I don't know. This isn't the best thoughts, but I gave it 3.5 stars on Letterboxd because it is epic and Ari Aster did a great job, even if it was not for me. Next, I saw an early screening of Evil Dead Rise. I was so excited for this. I remember being like, I'll pass when I first saw the trailer, but then I saw the trailer again in theaters and I was like, okay, yeah, this is fun. Because I'm not the biggest fan of the Evil Dead franchise. So, two sisters find an ancient book that gives birth to bloodthirsty demons that run amok in a Los Angeles apartment building that thrust them into a primal battle for survival as they face the most nightmarish version of family imaginable. So, again, I wish I wouldn't have seen as many trailers. It gave a lot away. I really enjoyed this. It was so much fun. I didn't even mind all the gore. I don't mind seeing kids in peril. So I love this. It was so much fun. The screening was so much fun too. I give this 4 stars on Letterboxd. So this is probably my favorite Evil Dead movie, followed by the 2013 Evil Dead. And then I don't ever need to see the others ever again. Next, I saw The Artifice Girl, and I interviewed Franklin Rich last week on the podcast, so you can listen to that. This is available streaming on VOD. A team of special agents discovers a revolutionary new computer program to bait and trap online predators. After teaming up with the program's troubled developer, they soon find that the AI is rapidly advancing beyond its original purpose. I thought this was really interesting. Tana Matthews plays Cherry, and she is so good. I mean, it's a very small cast, very tight. It's basically in 3 acts. I really liked it. It's really interesting and creepy, and it's probably not that far off. Next, I watched Clock, which is a new direct-to-Hulu movie directed by Alexis Jacknow, who is our guest this week, so that's exciting. On the eve of her 38th birthday, a woman desperately attempts to fix her broken biological clock. I am child-free, so when I saw the trailer for this, I was like, oh, that's for me. Yeah, I posted about my thoughts on this movie on Instagram, so you can go look at that, but this was really good. I hope everyone of every gender watches this and learns more about women who don't want kids. We're not broken, thank you. I give this 4.5 stars on Letterboxd. Then I told my partner that Insidious 5 was coming out this summer, and I got really excited when I learned that it was about the little boy 10 years later going to college, and so I bought the box set and it didn't arrive in time, but we watched Insidious and you can find it streaming on HBO Max if you don't own it. A family discovers that dark spirits have invaded their home after their son inexplicably falls into an endless sleep. When they reach out to a professional for help, they learn things are a lot more personal than they thought. I love this movie. It's never not good. There are some jump scares that always get people. I give this 4 stars on Letterboxd. I didn't remember much about Insidious 2. I had seen it once before, but I had, really forgotten a lot of it. But we watched Insidious 2 right after Insidious, and it's also on HBO Max. The haunted Lambert family seeks to uncover the mysterious childhood secret that has left them dangerously connected to the spirit world. I really enjoyed this. I remembered parts, but it was an enjoyable sequel. Regardless. So I gave this 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. And then the last movie that I watched in April was Dead Ringers. This is also on HBO Max. Elliot, a successful gynecologist, works at the same practice as his identical twin, Beverly. Elliot is attracted to many of his patients and has affairs with them. When he inevitably loses interest, he will give the woman over to Beverly, the meeker of the two, without the woman knowing the difference. Beverly falls hard for one of his patients, Claire, but when she inadvertently deceives him, he slips into a state of madness. I did not like this at all. I don't like the idea of male gynecologists abusing their patients, so especially not with deceiving them too. So I was not on board for this. I thought it was so long and boring. I never want to watch this again, but I am excited to watch the new series with two female twin gynecologists. So, I'm glad I watched it. Never again. I give this 1 star on Letterboxd. So that is it. That is everything that I watched in April 2023. What do you think? Did you like anything that I watched? Did you also watch it? Did you see all the new releases? What was your favorite thing? Do you disagree with me? Let me know on Twitter at Who's Their Pod and Instagram at Who's Their Podcast. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, horror movie recommendations, or you'd like to be a guest, shoot us an email, as always, at whostherepc@gmail.com. Until next time, stay scary and never ask who's there.